Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Just because they seem normal doesn't mean they are. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
I'm Tony Bruschi. A suitcase zipped shut, a man locked inside, and a girlfriend claiming it was all a tragic misunderstanding. On the surface, it sounds like a bad crime novel, but this is the true story unfolding right now in an Orlando courtroom. Sarah Boone stands accused of second-degree murder, her trial barreling toward a dramatic conclusion. New evidence, conflicting expert testimonies, and chilling video clips have turned this case into a legal spectacle, leaving everyone wondering, was this the result of a trauma-fueled outburst or something far more sinister? In a case as twisted as this, we have to ask, how much can fear shape reality? When does survival turn into malice? Sarah Boone claims years of domestic abuse shaped her actions that fateful night. Prosecutors argue she deliberately zipped Jorge Torres Jr. into a suitcase, left him to die, and then covered it up with a cool, calculated 911 call. Somewhere within this chaotic relationship lies the truth. But will it come out before the verdict is handed down? It was a night that started with dancing, drinking, and according to Boone, a playful game of hide and seek. Torres, her boyfriend, and according to Boone, sometimes tormentor, climbed willingly into the suitcase as part of their playful antics. But what followed next was no game. Videos taken on Boone's phone show Torres gasping for breath, his voice muffled inside the suitcase. "I can't f***ing breathe," Torres cried. Boone responded, "Yeah, that's what you do when you choke me." She recorded him laughing while he begged for his life. This wasn't a woman desperate to free her partner. It was someone reveling in what she claimed was long overdue justice. In court, the jury watched the footage in stunned silence, the prosecutor's case clicking into place. They allege Boone zipped the suitcase shut with intent, not as a joke, but as punishment, a twisted payback for all the times he had hurt her. But Boone's defense paints a more complicated picture. On the stand, she described years of abuse at Torres's hands, claims supported by multiple police reports and domestic violence arrests. Her lawyer, James Owens, argues that Boone suffered from battered spouse syndrome, a mental condition that distorts a victim's perception of danger after repeated abuse. She was weak, vulnerable, and afraid for her life, Owens told the court. The defense maintains that Boone had no intention to kill Torres, that she was simply overwhelmed by trauma and acted out of fear. Yet, the evidence paints a messy, conflicting narrative. Torres had been abusive, yes. But Boone wasn't just a passive victim in the relationship. Body cam footage presented in court shows Torres telling officers, "She snaps out of nowhere, she hits me, and I'm the one who gets locked up." His words, spoken months before his death, suggest a relationship marred by volatility on both sides. The trial took an unexpected turn when Dr. Tonya Werner, a forensic psychiatrist for the prosecution, testified that Boone indeed suffered from battered spouse syndrome. But in a blow to Boone's defense, Werner added that Boone's actions on the night of Torres' death didn't fit the pattern of trauma-induced behavior. She questioned Boone's claim of being too scared to unzip the suitcase, suggesting instead that Boone was driven by anger, not fear. Defense attorney Owens fought back, accusing prosecutors of ambushing him with Werner's unexpected shift in testimony. In a tense exchange, Owens demanded the judge throw out the case, calling the last-minute testimony a violation of court procedure. The judge denied the motion, allowing the testimony to stand but granting Owens the chance to cross-examine Werner in an impromptu deposition. Tensions in the courtroom ran high as both sides jockeyed for control of the narrative. On the stand, Boone maintained her story. She thought Torres could get out of the suitcase on his own. "We thought it was funny," she told the jury, her voice soft and hesitant. "He was small enough to fit inside, and we were just playing." But as the game took a dark turn, Boone admitted she grew angry. She recalled shaking the suitcase and hearing Torres's voice change, a shift in tone she claimed signaled danger. "That's when I used the bat," Boone testified, explaining how she tried to shove his hand back inside the suitcase when it poked through the zipper. "It was a split-second decision," she told the court. "I was afraid. He'd told me before he would make me unrecognizable." The prosecution, however, dismissed Boone's fear as an after-the-fact excuse. They argued that Boone's laughter in the videos was proof of malice, not self-defense. "She wasn't afraid," Prosecutor William J. told the jury. "She was enjoying it." The chilling 911 call Boone made the next morning further bolstered the state's case. Her voice, flat and emotionless, recounted what happened with an eerie calmness. "My boyfriend is dead," she told the dispatcher. When asked if she had tried CPR, Boone protested, "He's stiff and purple. Hurry up." And then the courtroom was silent as the jury listened to the recording. Boone's cold demeanor on the call stood in stark contrast to her claims of fear and trauma. To the prosecutors, it was the clearest evidence yet that Boone's actions were deliberate. The defense, however, argued that Boone's behavior was consistent with trauma. "Survivors don't always act the way you think they should," said Dr. Julie Harper, a forensic psychologist called by the defense. Harper testified that Boone's laughter could have been a coping mechanism, a way of disassociating from the fear she felt. As both sides wrapped up their arguments, the focus shifted to what might come next. Boone faces a minimum sentence of 22 and a half years if convicted, a lifetime defined by one tragic night. But before the jury can decide her fate, they must grapple with a central question. Was this an act of survival or a murder born of revenge? It's now up to 12 strangers in that jury room to answer, and their verdict, whatever it may be, will mark the final chapter in a relationship that was always destined to end in tragedy. Behind every twisted crime is a tangled history, a storm of events that slowly builds until it breaks wide open. For Sarah Boone and Jorge Torres Jr., the years leading up to that fateful night were filled with turbulence, fights, reconciliations, and a toxic blend of love and anger. To truly understand what happened inside that suitcase, we need to look beyond the shocking video and testimony to the deeper dynamics at play. This wasn't just a tragic accident, nor was it a premeditated act of pure malice. It was the result of a volatile relationship, one that spiraled into something neither could escape. Sarah Boone and Jorge Torres had a relationship marked by mutual arrests for domestic violence. Torres had been booked multiple times on battery charges after alcohol-fueled fights with Boone, and she was no stranger to the backseat of a police cruiser either. One incident from 2018 stands out. Torres accused Boone of wrapping her hands around his neck during an argument, prompting him to kick her in self-defense. She snaps out of nowhere, Torres told officers in a body cam video played during the trial. She hits me and I'm the one who gets locked up. Theirs was a cycle of violence that never seemed to end. An all too common pattern in abusive relationships, both played the roles of victim and aggressor, a toxic dance fueled by alcohol, trauma, and emotional dependency. Boone's defense relies heavily on this history, arguing that battered spouse syndrome clouded her judgment and caused her to act out of fear. Psychologically, battered spouse syndrome reflects a form of learned helplessness, where repeated abuse conditions the victim to feel powerless and trapped. Victims may start to believe that any attempt to escape will result in even worse abuse, leading them to stay in the relationship despite the danger. According to the defense's forensic psychologist, Dr. Julie Harper, Boone's laughter in the now infamous videos wasn't a sign of cruelty. It was a trauma response, a way to cope with the overwhelming fear she felt toward Torres. Harper went further, explaining that people suffering from BSS often develop hypervigilance. They become acutely attuned to subtle changes in their abuser's behavior, Harper testified. Something as minor as a shift in tone or a particular gesture can trigger panic because it signals the onset of violence. In Boone's case, Harper argued, Torres's tone change inside the suitcase may have triggered an automatic fight-or-flight response. But the prosecution pushed back against that narrative. Dr. Tonya Werner, the state's forensic psychiatrist, agreed that Boone had signs of battered spouse syndrome, but stopped short of diagnosing her with PTSD. Having the syndrome doesn't justify the act, Werner told the court. It doesn't mean you can kill your partner and call it self-defense. Werner emphasized that Boone's actions, recording the videos taunting Torres and later refusing to let him out, weren't consistent with the behavior of someone acting out of fear. This conflicting expert testimony leaves the jury with a complex question. Can a person driven by trauma still be held accountable for their actions? And where does the line between victim and perpetrator blur beyond recognition? Adding to the emotional weight of the trial is Boone's erratic behavior in court. She's already gone through 9 attorneys, with 8 quitting or being dismissed before the trial even began. Her bizarre request to have professional hair and makeup for court was denied, leaving her visibly frustrated. It's behavior that prosecutors argue is consistent with someone who lacks remorse, while the defense attributes it to the psychological toll of prolonged abuse. What further complicates Boone's case is the emotional manipulation that often accompanies abusive relationships. Torres had 3 children from a previous relationship, and Boone has a son of her own. The defense has hinted that Boone's fear wasn't just for herself, but for her child as well. an angle meant to generate sympathy and explain her state of mind. But the prosecution remains focused on the videos, the 911 call, and Boone's apparent indifference to Torres's suffering. Then there's the baseball bat, an object loaded with symbolism in this case. Boone claimed she only used it to push Torres's hand back into the suitcase, fearing he would attack her if he escaped. But the jury saw the video of Torres smashing a TV with the same bat during a previous altercation, raising questions about who was truly the aggressor. The bat becomes a chilling metaphor for the couple's relationship, a tool of destruction wielded by both at different times. As the jury prepares to deliberate, they must sift through a mountain of conflicting evidence and emotions. Was Sarah Boone a victim of repeated abuse, reacting out of instinct and fear? Or did she cross the line into premeditated murder driven by anger and resentment? In cases like these, there are rarely clear answers, only shades of gray. In the end, the jury will need to weigh not just the facts, but also the human elements, the trauma, the manipulation, the moments of love and hate that define this tragic relationship. The verdict they reach will have lasting implications, not just for Boone, but for how we understand and judge cases involving domestic violence and trauma. No matter which way the jury leans, one thing is certain. There are no winners in this story. It's a cautionary tale about the devastating consequences of toxic relationships, how love, when twisted by fear and rage, can lead to unimaginable tragedy. And as we wait for the final verdict, we're left with a troubling question. Could this tragedy have been avoided, or was it always destined to end this way with two lives destroyed, one locked inside a suitcase, the other locked behind prison bars? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.